Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Reverend Daniel teaches on the theme, Prayer, the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. This series encourages believers to be more prayerful in these times. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." Let's listen and be blessed.
But when we go before God in prayer, He will avenge us. So those who will not show up, that's the problem.
You
see, I'm looking for somebody to intercede.
Because
it seems like God can't do anything except you pray. If I've given a responsibility and you don't discharge it, you can't hold me responsible.
There be.
People of God, we have to be responsible.
Amen.
I said we have to be what? Responsible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Revelations chapter 12 from verse 7.
Revelation chapter 12 verse 7.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon.
Holy God.
And the dragon fought. And the dragon fought and his angels.
Yeah.
And prevailed not.
And prevailed not.
Neither was their place found anymore in heaven.
They were not found in heaven.
And the great dragon was cast out.
Was cast out.
That old serpent called the
Jesus,
devil
Holy Spirit.
And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth.
Was cast out into the earth.
And his angels were cast out with him.
The angels were cast out with him. Let me tell you. When you walk on the streets, if your eyes are open, there are other beings walking around. Some people, where you stay, where you sleep, there are other beings who, that is their house.
That is their home.
So they were cast into the earth.
And
his angels were cast out with him. Continue, verse 10.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
"Now
is come salvation,
and
strength,
and
the kingdom of our God,
and
the power of his Christ.
For
the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night."
The devil is an intercessor. The devil is a prayer warrior.
So
prayer is about going to court.
When your
adversary is praying more than you, God have mercy on us.
Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
He said, listen, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them, accusing our brethren before our God day and night. Can you imagine? Every day, he has a case. He goes, God, I have a case. This case. And you will not show up.
You won't show up.
What your own pure hobby?
Holy Ghost, help us.
Amen. Hey.
Say the accuser of the brethren. Is litigating day and night.
They be da ototo omano.
Day and night.
They be da be ya.
Say men always ought to pray because day and night somebody
it
is litigating
say,
against
you. Say nipa bom pa ye de bia de. Say de bia da obi so di bibi eto won.
So can you imagine some of us here?
And to say you move ha.
The judgment have been passed against us.
Atemo aye bu egu ye nso dodo.
Because we have refused to pray.
E san say aye atwe say ye mom pa ye.
It doesn't mean we don't have power.
And yes, you need to me.
We have access to God.
Yeah,
we have access to the courts of God. But yet, we are not showing up.
Then so you na ye hun eti wo ho.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Which accuse them? Can you give me a maybe message? Let's look at how the message put it. When you understand this the way prayer is, you understand that you call life in share.
Because of prayer.
That's why there were sometimes that you have to invest prayer. Let me tell you, invest prayer.
There's
some season in your life you have to invest prayer.
So that
in your weakest moments, the investment of prayer can sustain you.
Amen.
That's why we do fasting and prayer sometimes. And allow people to come and pray. Because you never know. You never know. Jesus. Read it.
Then I heard a strong, loud voice in heaven saying, now it has come, the salvation and the power and the kingdom, the dominion, the reign of our God, and the power, the sovereignty, the authority of his Christ, the Messiah. For the accuser of our brethren, he who keeps bringing before our God charges against them day and night, has been cast out.
He keeps bringing charges. He keeps bringing charges. Do you know what I realized? The enemy is so powerless. When he brings his charges,
so the nasam ne ba,
and you speak the blood.
Because
at that point,
it sounds as a breno.
Whatever charge he has,
based
on the blood, it is useless. That is why when you don't speak, you don't pray to nullify those things. You have not showed up. You haven't showed up to be judged against you. For Jesus to emphasize, men always ought to pray.
Say yes, say yes, say any problem, pay it the beer.
It means that it's a necessity.
Not just say, "Yadia, ehu hiye ye." Amen.
It's a necessity.
Yadia, ehu hiye.
What's the next verse? 11. Holy Spirit.
And they overcame him.
And they overcame. So the overcoming.
Believers.
They don't keep quiet.
What
did they do?
They
overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb. And what?
And by the word of their testimony.
Is it the words of Jesus?
There be.
Is it the words of the Father? It's whose words? Their words. So they must also have a case.
Amen.
They must also bring the laws.
Also
what does God's word say about this issue, about my life? I must bring it before God.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Look, if there's a God who will listen to our prayer,
we'll
pray.
Amen.
Sometimes you are there, you just pray.
Amen.
You are lying down. You are tired. But you just gotta pray. You just gotta pray.
Amen.
You just have to pray.
Amen.
You need to pray.
Amen. Amen.
He doesn't sleep. Look, every year I know certain times and seasons.
I'm aware.
When I enter, the evil day has started.
I've not seen
any year that I've not encountered something. So far I haven't. He said, is there a night planning? Day and night scheming. I said, listen, men always ought to what?
Amen.
Day and night. Day and night. Sometimes, can you imagine? God has a message for somebody in church. The enemy is aware. That this thing will destroy his plans. If you like, don't pray for your pastor.
Amen.
Some of you here, you are looking, you are watching. Prayer.
Empire.
Pray for yourself.
Amen.
Is a man always ought to pray?
One
time, man of God just. Because we're talking, he said, you are blessed.
Amen.
I said, what am I saying? You have a mother and a father.
I said, why
is that? Who has been praying for you? That's the word he used. I said, you are very right.
And I'm saying, what can occur?
Oh, wait, it's 100%.
Amen.
Some people don't have anybody pray for them.
It's dangerous. It's very,
very dangerous. Thank God you are in the family.
Amen.
The devil's number one attack is to separate you from the rest.
Anytime
you watch this National Geography, when either the lion or the whatever, they are looking to take one. They look at the one that is separate.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Some of you, you don't think the same as church. You don't think the same as church. Ocean, is it perfect? Family, mommy, papa, you know, disciples. Are you? Is everything perfect? But can you say you are not part of them? Don't you go home?
Well,
we have now come to the family of God.
We are
children of God together.
Any
this one, you are living. You separate yourself. You are ripe. Oh, you are not a problem. You are ripe. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word, everyone say word.
Any omanum adansi die
of their testimonies.
Amen.
Look, sometimes you need to pray with words.
Eto maybe es o bom pa ya o wo insam.
And the words are coming from your spirit.
Na insam no so free wo hu mu na eba.
When you quote the scripture, you don't know that you are counter. You are countering a statement that has been made against you in the spirit. When you say, I am Christos,
amen.
And you are declared, you are before court. They are deliberating about you. And you are quoting, I am Christos. And they know you know what you are saying. There must be silence. When we are speaking to you, are putting things in your spirit. We are giving you amory.
Amen.
Amory. taking hold of the shield of faith.
Amen.
Which is able to quench. Faith is coming from where?
From
the word of God.
Amen.
The sword of the spirit.
Amen.
All these are necessary.
Amen.
And they overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Jesus. We have to pray. Our accuser does not sleep. He wakes up in the morning. Throughout the day, throughout the night. That's why Psalm 9 says the sun shall not smite thee by day.
Amen.
Nor the moon by night.
Mm.
The pestilence that walk in the daytime and in the nighttime. We have to be in the spirit.
Amen.
Our accusers can only be silenced by the words of our testimony. You can see it's not just the blood of the lamb. It's also the word of our testimony. So when there's a case against you and you don't show up, what will happen? When Herod took James, if there was a prayer happening, do you think what Herod did was normal? No. There was a spiritual manipulation somewhere.
Hey.
Yeah, it's true. People do things not with their senses. People do things are working behind the scenes. So it's not a human being you are dealing with. You are doing something else. It's true.
Amen.
It's very true.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So, people of God, we are not here to play. We are not here to joke. The world, we are seeing it.
We are seeing it.
I said prayerlessness can cost your life.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at the way some prayers were offered. And let's look at how the arrangement was done.
Amen.
So we can appreciate how we can make supplications.
So
you can see how the supplications were made.
Amen.
Ezekiel said, the dead cannot praise the Lord. Look at the words he used. He was communicating to God. And he said, the dead cannot. There was a decision that he's going to go. And he told God. If he was silenced,
it's
gone. Isn't it? That's true. It's very true. The dead cannot praise you. God had to change his mind. You are right.
Amen.
You're very right about this.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
You need encounter with God. You see, you have to get an encounter with God. In prayer, you have encounter with God.
You see,
prayer doesn't really move. It's not really an issue for God. When you are praying, it does something to your spirit. That's something to your spirit. So you have to charge.
Amen.
So you have to charge your battery. And your battery is 10%.
Yes, I know battery in the Uber.
You have to move it to 50. Move it to 100.
No, Kenya and Kosovo charge your battery.
You have some electricians here. Those who are into electricals. Some powerful electricians here. Give him the mic. Please, you're an electrician, please. I want to ask you. The wires we have, do they all carry the same power?
No.
Explain why you said no. Explain to them.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God.
Each wire has what it's able to carry.
It's able to carry.
Yeah.
So give me an example.
So the ones for light cannot do for this instrument. So 1.5.
Why can't it do for this instrument? Why?
Because it's too small.
It's too small. It can't power these guys.
You know.
These guys are power, more powerful than them. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Give me another example.
The big one.
The air conditions.
The air conditions, we use 4 mm. And then the 1.5 and the 2.5, they can't.
So this one too is a small one. Yes, compared to air conditions. So this one too is off. You need a powerful one to handle this one.
Yes, sir.
Chai. Levels, oh.
Amen.
So the one that we have seen the power passing through there, that one is what?
Those ones are 35 and 40 mm.
40 mm.
Yeah. And the normal ones that
air condition is what mm?
It's 4 mm.
4 mm. Yes, sir. So 4 mm to 40, 45 mm. What wire are you?
Hey! We are wire, babe.
Serious. So when you are laying the cables, you know the ones that you are moving for. So like the one, even the house we are doing a laying of the, you see, so the air conditioning is a different wire.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so the heater to different wire. Chai. You know it's you. If you make a mistake,
so and
you go and use the fan wire.
Not the fan, the no.
And connect to air conditioning.
Not the
hey! You are finished.
Where we are.
God bless you. Hey. So it means that as you are there,
so,
you have to really, frankly, look forward to transforming your wires. The capacity, you must have capacity. Increase your capacity.
Amen.
By prayer.
I will empower you.
Because the reason why that problem has not left, because your capacity can handle it.
This type
can only be dealt with by prayer and
fasting.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Hey. Like now you understand the situation now. So the more we pray, the more we increase our capacity. We adjust our ability to have access. Because prayer releases power.
The
effectual fervent prayer of the righteous
mighty
power available. But what type of power are you producing in your prayer life? That's why I believe so. A prayer without the word of God is a useless prayer.
That's why
the more you have time to meditate and God's word is in you, your prayer life will be sweet.
Amen.
When you are praying, you know exactly what you are doing.
Oh,
Jesus.
Amen.
That's why some people's prayer, they can do certain things, others cannot do it. So you have to be consistent. I say be consistent. Be consistent. 2 Chronicles 20. You see, I love the with the fact that we now appreciate why that sometimes even the kingdom of God. Even as a man of God, there are some things I'm going to see a certain man of God. You know why? Because he's having a certain type of cable.
Amen.
Has a certain type of cable. And I need to just tap.
Amen.
But he has the cable.
Or cable potting.
Something is coming out of because that. Hey, Charlie. One time, Bishop Dad said that God opened his vision. He realized that he was, you know, this. Because Akosombo wire, that Akosombo type of, saw a lot of them for coming into him.
Amen.
So this is the power that's flowing to it.
Amen. Amen.
Power.
Amen.
Are you praying?
Bet me have umpire.
There are some of you that have told that by the time you are this age, you are finished. They've taken it to court a long time. But you see, in the court of God, in the decrees of your God, or the acts of your God, is it legal? But you won't go and talk about it.
Mra, and so won't find you.
But you won't go and say it.
Won't come,
you are quiet.
What can one want to?
Be quiet.
What do you can want to?
Please read it. No, do you like the message I'm preaching?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Amen.
If you like, let me tell you, don't pray about your marriage. Some foolish guy will come into you. You'll be surprised. Why is that always certain bad guys are coming to me? There's a decree on you. There's a decree that your mind will work. You don't understand the message I'm preaching. Even though you are born again, they know. But they are still decreed it. And you are silent. Do you understand the message I'm preaching? It's very, very, very. Please read it.
2 Chronicles 20 from verse 1.
Yeah.
And it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle.
To battle.
Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi.
Continue.
And Jehoshaphat feared.
He feared.
And set himself to seek the Lord.
And proclaimed.
And proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah.
They proclaimed fasting and prayer.
Throughout Judah.
There was a problem. There was an issue. Some people, when they have problems, they know themselves. Prayer will be a last resort.
No.
First, they have to do certain things, check certain things, talk to people, complain, worry,
before.
Prayer will only come when their last minute, they start crying, God. You see,
you have
made a big mistake.
Why
when you are faced with a problem, that's the time you must begin to pray. The battle is near. Don't wait for the enemy to beat you before you pray. Don't let them win the case before you pray. You don't get my point. Oh, Jesus. Holy Ghost, help us.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, help us.
Amen.
What happened after that?
And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord.
To ask help of the Lord.
Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord.
They came to seek. Listen. Let's go. I want you to look at the type of prayer.
And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court.
So he has, before the new court. So he went to the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.